Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Brad Hayes, professor, last time we spoke, we talked about Hillary Clinton. From where you were sitting, it looked like, at least for now, that she's invulnerable and that she's not going to get major opposition, although there are a couple of people who have announced. This time, let's take a look at the GOP presidential field. These guys are going to beat each other's brains out before this is all over. Who you got?
Yeah, I think we can kind of tell two different types of stories looking at the Republican field right now. One is a story of the polls, but I think the more compelling story is the story of the silent primaries. Let me start with the polls, and then I'll move on to the silent primaries. So with the polls, right? I mean, you see, kind of two front runners, although not by a lot. You see Jeb Bush, of course, and Scott Walker, the governor of Wisconsin. Walker's kind of emerged more recently as a favorite among Republicans in these polls. But you also see some kind of familiar names. Mike Huckabee actually is doing pretty well in those same polls, more associated with the social right, the religious right. And then you see a bunch of other people kind of clustered in the polls, people like Rand Paul, Perry, Cruz, even Chris Christie. So, in other words, there's not a lot of distance between the various candidates. And so most of these people are competitive in the polls. However, if you look at the silent primary, right, and when we talk about a silent primary, what we're really talking about is the period in which we're in now, where candidates are in a race for donors and for key staff members, right? This is in a period of gathering money and organization. Bush has clearly been winning this particular silent primary.
A few unanointed, we're talking Jeb Bush.
Yeah,
here.
Jeb Bush, my apologies. He's been doing very well. And you see this with that brief period where Mitt Romney flirted with throwing his hat in the ring, right? Essentially, what he did is he went out to donors and asked them what they thought. And asking them what they thought is really about, will you help finance my campaign? And the answer came back that basically no, that they were committed to somebody else, and the somebody else that they were mostly committed to was Jeb Bush. So Bush seems to be doing very well. And why this matters is because it gives you the resources to survive early difficulties. So what we see, sometimes there are upsets in kind of quirky places like New Hampshire and Iowa that don't look a lot like the rest of the nation. But you need to have resources. Those resources can't dry up with a few early losses. Jeb Bush now has resources to sustain early losses to get to some states where he's likely to be even more competitive. I'm not saying that he won't be competitive in New Hampshire and Iowa, but even if he doesn't do well there, he will be viable for states that are more diverse, less quirky, less controlled by a particular faction within the party. In the silent primary, Bush is doing well. He's not exclusive in this regard, by the way. I think actually Chris Christie's been doing quite well. And even Rick Perry, I mean, there's a lot of course, wealth down in Texas, and he is popular down in that neck of the woods. So they've been doing quite well. In the polls, right, I mentioned that Huckabee is doing well. That's one of those that the name recognition is doing well. His popularity with a particular faction, he's doing well. But in terms of deep financial resources, organization and staff, that's where you see that that he's probably not as competitive as some others in the Republican Party.
Yes, Brett Hayes, but primaries are risky because so few people show up in them. In the case of the Republican primaries, everybody's scared of the conservative right who show up in much larger numbers than the general Republican electorate does in the elections, right?
Well, I'm not sure if they're afraid of them, but there is a danger to them that you have to take positions that will hurt you later on in the general. And we saw that.
The run to the center.
Exactly. The run to the center after you've taken positions, and you can look like you're flip-flopping in a very short period of time, which can be quite dangerous. I mean, I think we saw this with, for example, Mitt Romney and his appeal to Hispanic voters. He took some hardline positions on immigration in the Republican primary. And then in the general, as he was trying to woo Hispanic voters, he wasn't getting any traction because he had basically ostracized those voters. So that can be quite dangerous. Again, if you have the resources, though, and a good team that's going to guide you in your responses, I think you can do more to not take the extreme positions that you might feel initially compelled to, right? Because you're playing the long game. You're not playing the short game. You don't need to win in, say, Iowa. You don't need to win in New Hampshire. You can wait until, by the way, you can wait until the blue state elections. Keep in mind that you can basically win the Republican nomination by winning what we generally consider blue states, right? So, I mean, the Republican who wins New York, right? That is really impactful. And so you do not need to take far right positions to win the Republican nomination. Candidates tend to, right, because you're down in the trenches. You're talking to the elites that want you to take those positions, so you have a tendency to craft them. But if you are well disciplined in your campaign, you can avoid making some of those missteps.
So I'm going to make a prediction right here, right now, with 3 minutes and 20 seconds to go in this particular discussion. Jeb Bush is going to be the candidate. And he's going to be the candidate because of name recognition and because, you know, Americans don't always know everything. But when you get a Cuomo or you get a Bush or a Clinton, these are America's royalty, political royalty. So my bet is if he doesn't screw it up, Bush is going to be the candidate for all the reasons you gave, plus name recognition.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot to be said for that. You do have to play the game and you have to play it well. And we've seen a lot of kind of early front runners, even ones with good organization and good funding, stumble in the past.
Sure.
But Bush is pretty savvy. You know, this is a guy who is well known within the party, has done very well at locking up support early on among party elites. And you know, if I'm picking, you know, if I'm making
gun to your head,
yeah. If I'm making odds, he's my front runner, by a nice bit.
Sure. So sitting here talking, it's and based on this conversation and the last one we had, if one were putting money down on the table right now, you would say it's going to be Hillary versus Bush.
Yes.
So would I. And then what's going to be interesting is who comes in as a potential vice presidential nomination. After all, let's remember that the first Bush got in by being vice president first. So if you get a guy like Walker from Wisconsin, he could well be the vice presidential nominee.
Yeah, I think one of the things that we've seen more recently is that candidates have selected somebody that is a nice compliment to them, so that if their primary area of expertise has been domestic politics, you've been a governor of a state, or that you've spent most of your time thinking about domestic issues, you select somebody that's an expert on foreign affairs. We might see that same kind of thing with Jeb Bush, who has been largely focused on domestic concerns and domestic governance, and he may want to have somebody that is going to resonate with those in the right that are concerned with international affairs.
You got one in mind?
I really don't. I think it would not surprise me if you get somebody that is largely, I mean, you know, this is not the candidate that I would select, but the Lindsey Graham type person who is also kind of kicking tires about making a run. But he's somebody that I think would be the type of candidate, the type of expertise that you'd be looking for if you're Jeb Bush.
Professor Brad Hayes, always wonderful to have you here, and we very much appreciate Union College sharing you with us.
Always my pleasure.